I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Some bad and sad news this morning for one of America's corporate icons. The chairman and chief executive of McDonald's Corporation, Jim Cantalupo, died early today, apparently from a heart attack. On Wall Street, investors quickly registered concern that McDonald's has lost a visionary leader. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, how significant is this loss for the company and its shareholders?
It's unsettling, to say the least, for the world's largest restaurant chain. Jim Cantalupo would most certainly have been resoundingly applauded today in Orlando, Florida, where he had been preparing to attend the largest gathering of owners and operators of McDonald's restaurants around the world. Instead, there is disbelief and there are tears there today. You might recall that a year and a half ago, McDonald's had its first quarterly loss since its stock went public in 1965. Mm-hmm. That loss brought Cantalupo out of retirement. He returned to lead the company back to health, with special emphasis on that phrase, back to health, his new course toward entree-sized salads, and even offering happy meals with fruits and vegetables, has brought about a sharp reversal of fortune in a good way.
So how has the company been performing financially under his leadership?
Well, McDonald's stock bottomed out shortly after he took over at the beginning of last year, and its value has grown more than 120% since then. Just a couple of months ago, McDonald's posted its highest sales gain in 30 years at U.S. restaurants open more than a year. The stock's performance was shaken this morning, though. Shares opened around 3% lower. Jefferies & Company equities analyst Art Hogan says investors give Cantalupo the credit for being the chief architect of the new McDonald's strategy.
Being very much the visionary and certainly a terrific man in a turnaround situation, if you will. McDonald's obviously has had a terrific run for itself since his getting there, and he's done a lot of things right, refocusing their core competency on really looking at what the consumer wants these days and refocusing McDonald's product mix to match that.
McDonald's shares did recover some of their value today after the company's board of directors quickly moved to fill the leadership post with Charlie Bell, who has been the chief operating officer of McDonald's.
And what do we know about him, and is that going to settle down the investors?
Well, Charlie Bell is 43 years old. He's an Australian who joined McDonald's when he was a teenager, so he has experience, you might say, from the ground up, working as a franchisee himself for many years. So certainly he'll have a special connection to the franchisees that are so important for an empire that spans 119 countries and comprises more than 30,000 restaurants. We'll be watching this story today in the Marketplace newsroom, and we're looking into whether financial aid packages offered by the country's elite schools are all they seem to be.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.